I mean, no matter what you say, it's something that I saw, not only the camera. I saw it.
Yeah, that's right.
I myself was thinking, what the fuck? Why is now not golden? Because
you were going blind.
In the winter, in night, and no matter how the sky is, you see this golden angel always very gold.
So what do you think, guys? Who gives a fuck what you saw, Roxy? We don't give a fuck what you saw. It's what Ion said to me that's a fucking important.
Yeah, experiences are obsolete, Roxy.
Experiences are obsolete, Roxy.
Bob, could Ion's explanation also apply to Bart's plane standing still in the air? And I saw that, too.
That's what it reminds me of, is just that moment that can't happen. Hey, I'm going to play it, right?
Play it, Bob.
I think we discussed it. We've created buffers.
We know who you are.
We have 24-hour watch over Roxy, okay? 24-hour watch. We have to take turns.
All right, I got the first ship.
What do you think, Roxy? Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear what really happened? Well, no. This is what Ion tells Bob happened. It's no more real than anybody else's. But this,
exactly.
Why does he tell me this crap? Why does he have to tell me this one? I can't
live
with
it. It's your version.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Roxy.
I must expose myself. I must have my masturbation. I must whack off.
You can't live with the secret.
What do you think, Roxy? You have the final choice. Do you want to hear this?
Oh, she got to see the angel. She doesn't get to have a say in it.
I also want to understand that. I mean, maybe I'm just hallucinating, and
What would I say? That you're getting close, you're getting warm. Okay, so how will I do this? I have to go to my inventory and see where it is. Does everybody think I should play it?
Yes.
Yes.
We built it up too much, right? It's like silly not to do it.
We got to celebrate.
Okay.
Let's celebrate. Where is the recording? Where is the notes? Just a second.
So, Roxy, I'm on your Facebook page, but I don't see the photo.
There's a group of. There's a group
Bart,
of.
You gotta scroll, over. scroll down. Roxy posts a lot.
They're going through her posts, not her photos. You mean going through her posts, not the photos?
That's where I saw it. Was her on her posts and
on her timeline?
Way down on her timeline, yeah.
Okay.
And you'll start seeing pictures of clouds. And then below the clouds, that's the last part of her experience, was taking pictures of those clouds.
Okay, guys, I've got to, if I end the show at 4, maybe we won't end it at 4, I've got to play this, then I got to play 50 minutes of the final rewrite thing. So I'll mute you guys.
All participants are now muted.
And go to the right position, 2031. Right there. Okay. Sounds up. I think I have done every point. Here it goes. Did I mute everybody? Yes.
know if Roxy asked this during payday, I would get a distorted answer. Like J.W. agrees, Carol, that we want people to talk, not listen. And I was talking to him before. Mm. And Roxy's good at just plowing in and asking questions. You got questions. So let's just ask it from, okay, we're asking for this. Maybe she'd get a different answer, but she had quite a good experience when she got her computer upgraded. And then it was cloudy and dark. She goes over to the store to, they hadn't told her it was ready, but she said, I'm going to check because I'm in the neighborhood. And the woman said, no, no, you'll get a notice. But then the lady went back and found the computer. She comes out of the, gets her computer, comes out, and it's all gloriously sunny out. Wasn't that way when she went to the store. Then she walks by, this, something near the Brandenburg Gate.
A monument.
A monument. I don't know which one it is.
And that's the one we told her. That's the one we told her. We told her this.
She thinks so. I agree. But let me just ask the question. So the monument is gold. So she's looking and just takes a look at it and
takes a picture.
No, no. She just looked at it and saw it was gray. It went silver. And then she's, holy shit, that's never been silver. So she got out her camera and took a picture of it. Got proof of its silver phase. After she took the picture, it went back to gold. She looked at it or looked away, looked again, it was gold. And so she has these pictures here of that process. Did she go to a parallel world?
No. And that computer she got wasn't hers, it was ours.
Can we say this to her? Can we play this publicly, or is this confidential?
We would not. We do not. What are you doing? Try it. Go ahead. Try it. You won't have any luck with that. You know, you got to hold this one inside because you'll create a monster.
Right. She'll ask her questions on Saturday, but we're just getting our version. So she did.
Was it not a parallel world?
It wasn't a parallel world. Why did the building color change then?
Fuck.
Right at that point, Ion dropped out. Okay, so let's bring this up. Click that. Click this. Click that.
All participants are now unmuted.
Pattern where Ion drops out right at the good bit.
So, what do you think of that? We're going to create a monster because I played it. So, Roxy, watch yourself.
Yes, yeah. Because I said tonight I'm Roxila.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Roxila. But isn't that interesting? They were going to make fantastic videos. Ion took over her computer.
Yeah.
Or they built it for her.
They did something. And I don't know, didn't we talk about Kit Kat tonight, right?
Kit Kat and Marshmallow, Android application.
Yeah, so Ion named the technologies that were put into it, but didn't say that they were doing something with it. So, Roxy, when you've made your videos, you always thought Ion was guiding you because the images just flowed very weirdly. I think that they're even going to do even more now. So can you handle that knowledge, Roxy?
Yes, because I don't recognize that it's not me. Like, many times, for example, I'm watching the videos and I have these jokes in my head, and I could change them every time. And
right.
It's not like... I can be funny, but it's not like I can be that funny all the time. I'm laughing. Like, where is this coming from? And sometimes I add it, but sometimes I don't, because it's like, oh, I have to do it again. No. But,
right.
Every time I watch a video, I could add something. And I don't think that's not. So I don't know.
Okay, so look, I'm going to play so Madeline can hear it. It's a little, it's not exactly what we used to.
I'm becoming a monster because
Okay, well, we'll talk about it later. I want to get this in before the hour.
All participants are now muted.
And Madeline says she's got an hour. Now, you never heard the Tuesday thing, Madeline, I don't think, but that's pretty amazing. This, we already played half an hour or more. Now this part, a bit different. What do I have to do? Put this up. So I'm just picking up where we left off. Ah, shit. Why didn't it go? I bet you bounced back down, yeah.
No. That I get an empire too, Ion.
Okay, now that's valid. Now would it be a first empire or a second empire? Now, do you see where we're going with this, Margarita? When we took you out of the conversation, what's happening is it is allowing you to embrace dynamics that are being laid out, but that are not absolutely on you to solve or calculate. So the question now for Greg, he decided that it would be a point of connection for him engaging, having, sojourning, being of, embracing a kingdom or an empire. And our question back to him was, do you have a consideration that it would be a first empire or a second empire? And that's where we're holding the phone now.
Yeah. I would have to say it would be the only empire.
Well, but that wouldn't, you could, but it wouldn't be correct. Because the application of an empire itself has to have a lineage. Because an empire without a lineage is a bastard.
Well, considering I've already existed, I would have to be a second empire.
Okay. Now, you're gauging second empire. Okay. Now, he's laying something out here. It's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect because he is laying something out here. All right. So if it's second empire, the lineage would then spawn from the essence of the first empire or the encapsulation of an empire that has now shifted to a different level.
It would have to be the encapsulation that's shifted to a different level.
And the encapsulation would include or preclude what notorious elements?
Bob would be my butler in my empire.
Well, that would be delicious, but you'd have to answer. He wouldn't want any pay, but you'd have to answer his questions.
Sorry.
There you go. Well, there it is.
Yeah, you wouldn't want me to be butler. You'd tell me what to do, and I'd say, what? You want me to do this or that? Wait, come on, define your terms. I'd be the worst
Which
butler
one?
Ever.
Like tea? You want tea? Where do
you want
tea?
You want tea?
How do we get tea? You put hot water. What's hot water? How do you get hot water? Put in a clean, polished teapot. Is that what you put under the bed? A big can is what you put under the bed at night, not a
Use
teapot.
That, Ginny. Use that, Ginny. That's a source of humor.
Grace, yeah. What would be your saving grace, Bob, is you would be fired 7 times a day.
And the good news is it wouldn't offend Bob because he wouldn't know what being fired meant.
Yeah, you would never be able to accurately define what fired meant.
Fired. Is there a fire? Oh, okay. So is there something I'm supposed to do? What, do I call the fire department? Okay. Make up a plan. You're running this show, so you need to know, be specific. Look, we're trying to figure this thing out here. You can't know nothing. You run around giving all these meetings, trying to tell everybody what to do. You don't even know what the hell you're talking about. And then you look at me. You try to tell me that I'm not appropriate for this position. You don't even know what's included in the job description that you hired me for in the first place. And you actually think you are qualified to go head-to-head with me to tell me that I need to know something that affects all of my knowing, Oh, well, good luck with that. That's going to be great.
How you ever got a job employing butlers is amazing.
Okay, so now we played a bit, but now you're on to something, so keep on. If you're going.
Well, the second empire would have to be an incorporation, that's a good word, incorporation of what has taken place previously. And taking it to
but not judged by it, but maybe validated regarding it.
Well, I don't know why you're saying the word judged by it. Why would?
Well, because you have to judge whether it's a first or second empire and why.
Okay.
Yes, the essence of metamorphosis: what makes one quality become another quality,
and the difference between can be the answer that you're seeking, which is why we didn't want to go into the empires, but.
There's seven qualities there, seven types of empires. That makes sense. Mutations.
Mutations.
So transformation, metamorphosis. There's seven spirals of empireness.
Well, good, and there's 50 kinds of snow.
Yeah.
So, Greg morphs into a second phase of an empire, which brings everything forward from his first phase, but takes it to a level where the second phase is more refined.
Includes more.
But he may not necessarily recognize the second empire from the first empire if this position or shift is more radical than could be embraced.
That's what we're getting at in the Revelations. The Henry thing that came over to America, the levels of empire that's peaked to the global American empire is Babylon the Beast. That's what we're talking about, the stages that got to today.
So unless there was a radical change, I would not see the morph into the second empire.
Yeah.
And yet you would be... from the first empire, living in the second empire, gauging your position empirically.
And not knowing how it changed.
Right. Yes, Bob.
Maybe.
The intelligence, your need to know. So by, if you go from time of Isabella, Fort the printing press, to now, the secret levels of control have become so hidden, so layered, onion layered. Because shifts were made in the empires, and people think the queen is a figurehead, and the Rockefellers running the show. That's an example of several empires back.
But why do we have to talk about Isabel and whatever when we're sitting here talking about Greg, which relates to Sasha or me or Chad or whatever? Because sometimes, we're on this, analogous kind of metaphorical or whatever, or maybe even possibly real track, and then we bring in these obscure people. I personally don't know, and I'm just speaking for others.
They're your content. They're part of Mortar. They're your content.
I've got a content sitting with me at the kitchen table who's having a fucking epiphany that the empire that he's creating could actually experience if his self-image could catch up with it.
No, yeah. He has to know what he's up against.
That's for everybody on this call.
Yeah. So what's your point?
My point is why do we have to talk about other people?
Because Greg, that name, it refers to mortgage. Greg is other people. That's how you figure out who you are. You distinguish what's going on in the language world and find out what you are. So you got to know all about the language world. You got to know how to talk. That's how Greg will get power.
So, Mr. Epiphany.
So, just as Greg, Ian has emphasized this stuff from day one. It is in the second paragraph of the first words said by Ian. When you go to Dupes and look at the first words by Ian, the first words are, and apparently I said who's speaking, and he says about the relationship between you, Carol, and JW as relates to the psychic work of the Evergreens, psychic work discussed the night before, which was Evergreens. It was on March 18th, 2 years ago. And then it goes into the Resolute desk. In the next paragraph, why did iron go into the resonance disc? That is the empire stuff. He's been talking about Henry VIII from the day one. So why was he telling us this, you know, first 6 months before anybody heard of iron? Right. This is, we're still talking, and this is in the book of Revelations, which is about you, Greg. This is what you're made up of. So continue to pursue the questioning here, Greg.
Okay. Well, just as a sidebar, I was pretty sure the second phrase that came out of Ion's mouth is, who the fuck are you? But sorry. That was joking.
Even Ginny muted that.
Even Ginny muted across the house. We could hear that little bark.
He's saying that's what happened on March 18, 2 years ago? Ion said, who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
You mean in the transcript?
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He didn't do that, Greg. Where'd you get that from?
From a joking place.
From the fourth ring.
I love you so much, I can say these terms of endearment.
You don't have to love me to say these things. I'll take it. I'll take it like a boy.
But I'm doing this because I'm a little bit lost. That's why I'm making a little
good. Here we go. Good.
So
how much of this lostness can you take in as a higher emotion, and how much triangulation and degree separation do you bring in as contrast to counter the sense of lostness? That's the ongoing drama.
Right. Great, good. My second empire. You know, Ion, for me, it's something that I roll into in a fashion that doesn't violate my the labyrinth of my mind that has a huge barbed wire fence around being cocky, that has a huge barbed wire fence around taking advantage of situations. It's something I'm still working through.
You can't be ruthless. And you're insulting me calling it barbed wire, B-O-B-W-I-R-E.
I'm sorry, Bob. Sorry.
No, that was an insult.
Okay, let me get that one passed, please.
Yeah. We'll let that slip.
That was good. barbed wire.
Y'all know it's coming into his witching hour. He's just about to wake up, so you're on your own now. Like, up till now, it was just Fatty Bob, but now, I don't know. But we know if we can coast to this portion of the program, then Carolyn go to typing. It gets good here in a little bit.
So I'm looking at the at what I am affecting out in the world by the work that I'm doing, and that settling process is well described as a second dynasty.
Certainly.
And that second dynasty is involving, you know, a lot of other people. And for me, it just takes a little bit of exposure to it for it to become familiar. I didn't say time. I said exposure. And when I'm exposed to it, that vibration of what is being created melds more with me, so the vibration of what's being created affects me. The observed is affecting the observer. And I don't know how to accelerate it, push it, change it, move it, other than just to experience more and more and more through familiarity. Like you said, the rich become richer because they're familiar with it. They have that resonant frequency with money, just like people have resonant frequency with poverty. So for me, it's just exposure time. That's the best I've
Okay,
got.
Great. Now let's clean that little mess up. So if you got the first empire, which you have, and you're trying to create the second empire, which you're not sure of, wouldn't you figure the distance between the first empire and the second empire would be significant to affect your power from your first empire kingdom to the your completing now second kingdom?
You said the distance would be significant. You mean that I don't understand that phrase. Distance would be significant, as in it would be a large change. It would be a something.
Well, it's relative. It's relative.
Exactly.
We're talking about proximities of kingdoms. We're not talking about geographic distances.
Okay.
Mute, Bob. Your teeth are loud.
Sorry.
So, in that position, which is kosher, this is kosher, and Margarita, this is asking about, believe it or not, Ripley,
yeah.
The shift between the kingdom, it can be the distance between the first kingdom and the second kingdom is only predicated on the application of what you got from the first kingdom and how you apply it into the second.
Well, that goes for everybody on this call because we're all moving from one kingdom to another kingdom through this ascension process.
Yeah, but we ain't talking to them. We're talking to you.
Okay. I just wanted to see if there's an L. It was holding.
It was. It is. And actually, we're talking to you answering Margarita's question.
Right. So predicated on the application.
But now, wait a second. Now, look here how fun this is. In the interplay here of this epiphany, what happens is you can pick apart and embrace the dynamics, not the kingdoms, but the empires, but the dynamics, the particulars, in such a way that Margarita then can apply that application to clean up this new shifting position. What you're basically saying, if we can soften this butter for you totally, is all you're doing is segregating the issues that you're going to want to deal with in the third portion of the program of ascension.
Wow, of course.
You're considering these things. Okay, I'm here. And I know there is there, but I'm here. And so if I can figure out how far here is from there, then I can calculate the distance from there to here. And once I get from here to there, I'll know if it was a great distance or a short distance or a hop, skip, and a jump or a pop or a portal or a pip. If you're playing the 4X, you'll know what that is. So, if that's the case, even if it's as little as a pip, if you got a big roll on that one pip, it can still be very significant movement. Okay? Now. So, therefore, you have a three-part process, okay? You've engaged your non-physical marvelously, thoroughly. We would say completely, but you won't give yourself that credit, and that's all right, because you are where you are, and we still think you're pretty jiggy, but you're embracing your non-physical, no problem. Thank you, non-physical, for my belief. Now, non-physical, help my unbelief. That's okay. No problem there, because you, at no point or level in this process do you stop. As long as you don't stop, you're rocking and rolling. Rock it in. You're rubbing one out every time. Okay. First portion. Second portion of the program is you engage what Bob talks about is the bread of water. Okay. Now, you are engaging bread of water pretty daily, would you say?
Yes, I am.
And you already were having some shifts and changes in your meat sack body, that's what was all laid out in the revelation. It's what Brian's been singing since this whole thing started in this series that Bob didn't want to do because no one would be interested in this revelation. Okay? So now that's the second portion of the program. Now, the third portion of the program is allow this shift and change to take place in you. So that's what you're talking about. Because you used the words first kingdom, second kingdom, and applied it. Okay? You even brought up with pinpoint accuracy, your proximity of it. So the answer to the question very, very clearly becomes, in your first kingdom, the best you could be was an employee. In your second kingdom, you'd rather be the owner.
Yep.
So, and you're saying, okay, now, there's a difference between being an owner and being an employee. Both are valid. And then, of course, when you really, really, really look down, get down to it, the most complete owners are the ones that work harder than anybody else. Really, really, really. But now that's a shift between two kingdoms. Both are valid. There is no problem either way. But if that's where you're asking about the application of an empire, then those are the what you would put in your inbox. We know we play with Carolyn and her perpetual inbox that she, it's a very small inbox because she lets nothing stay in it. She's going to get it out. It may come back, but it's going out about as fast as it comes in because that's how she rolls. Okay? Other people like to have a great big inbox and let a whole lot of stuff pile up and then work through, get it out. And that's okay because it's just how they handle it. But what we're talking about here is the application of an individual empire for an ascended human creator coming into their place of power. Margarita, that'll tell you the genealogy.
Okay.
Margarita, that'll tell you the genealogy. If you figure the distance between the first kingdom and the second kingdom, the genealogy will tell the tale.
Okay.
All right. Now, it has really nothing to do with ascension, but it has everything to do, just like you've asked, Greg, perfectly. It's not about am I ascending. I know I'm ascending. Okay? It's not about power. You figure, even Brian's figured out the difference between power and authority. He got that. Even Bob's got a relative acknowledgement of that. Because the fun of that is once you get power down, then you also get full and complete authority.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the difference. In your kingdom, you've got to wrap that into a place, and you create it. You say what is. You handle it, okay, from your place. Now, if you're interacting and engaging in an outer kingdom experience, well, then you're in a different conversation. So, yes, you would respond in kind. Okay? But that has nothing to do with this three-part process of basically you have two empires. Because you said both. You have two empires. And all you're asking is, do I want to summer in one empire and winter in a second empire? Or do I want to only reign in the second empire with having fond memory of the first empire? Do I want to merge the two empires? Or do I want to take on a Mussolini and conquer everything between this empire and that empire and have it all? We have no trouble with that either way you like it.
Right. Either option gets you to the same place. Merge the two, and then when you become more comfortable, familiar, exposed to the second empire, the first empire, and traces or familiarity with that first empire fade away.
Yes, but don't mix the empires.
Oh.
Do not mix first empire with second empire as far as furniture styles. Don't do it.
Got it. Of course.
Because here's what you'll experience, Margarita. Here's what you'll experience. You'll have a great, big, beautiful new mansion with old broke-up shit furniture in it. You want a balance. If you have a $2 million imperial silk Persian palace-sized rug, don't put it on a dirt floor basement.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Mm-hmm.
So when you what you're talking about, Greg, and you said it just right. You have where you are, where you are, and that's okay. You're shifting, you're changing, you're accomplishing, just like we laid out in Revelations, and even told what was going to be.
And that's why I'm painting my house, throwing up my furniture, getting all new stuff.
Well, and it doesn't have to be for, and there, if there's something you like, you know, if you got grandma's pie safe and you want to use that, we're not pushing against that. But
nope.
Don't be less than because the pie safe doesn't look right in your new Second Kingdom palace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you make a little space, make a little space around it so you can embrace it and say, this is from whence I came. I never forget where I came from. Okay? No problem. No problem. You can even use it to say, this is why I went with a very simple balustrade. Because a really, really ornate one is just not me. And that has no bearing on your empire. You see? It's sometimes lineage, baggage, old crap that you're dragging from empire to empire ends up making your second empire not the way you could, not your best desired position sometimes. And that's what you're asking about right here, right now. And Margarita, this is what you're dealing with specifically, orchestrating this progress. Okay, it's basically, it sometimes, more times than not, say it this way, and it'll take it outside of you personally, both of you and all of you, but think about it this way. Is this element of my first empire worthy to be included in my second or sometimes new empire.
Great discovery.
See, because if you qualify it that way, then it's not personal, and it's not questioning your worthiness, okay? Because, I feel bad, fuck, I had grandma's pie safe, and I was supposed to take the pie safe to the grave, and blah, 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 and I threw it out in the junk and set it on fire, and now I feel bad because I left a part of grandma in the pie safe. But see, don't make it be personal about you. Because all we're talking about is a furniture style.
Ion, in the book of Ezekiel, it talks about digging through the wall. And
it most certainly does.
It talks about digging through the wall. We talked about digging through the wall last week, but the thing that they say to Ezekiel before he digs through the wall is take your belongings in a knapsack. So it's a very small, and then go through the wall. So he packs for his journey, and he goes through the wall, and he says, the Lord says, I'm going to make you a sign to the house of Israel. So are we this similar transition between first empire, second empire, the things that you're taking with you in a nominal amount and then going into your new empire? And like you said, is it worthy of me? Because he would have only taken what was worthy of him.
Well, maybe, but there's not the limitation. The only reason there was a limitation is because his predisposed position of digging through the wall was limited to what he had dug through the wall. You take that same reference and you take a D8 bulldozer and put a little crack in the wall, honey, you can drive a Humvee through it.
Okay, very good. All right, perfect.
The same way in Nehemiah.
What movie is that? What movie is that you're talking about?
I'm talking about Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 1 through 6.
Okay.
The same way in Nehemiah chapter 12, Jenny, the registry of the priests and the Levites.
Mm.
The pecking order of how the kingdom lays out.
Mm.
According to the commandment of David, the man of God, ward over against ward. That would be included in the kingdom too. So if the priest had a pecking order, sometimes between kingdoms you can have a pecking order. And as long as the pecking order doesn't validate worthiness, no problem. No problem. See, because within your place of power, everything is possible. There is no limitation. You can now, once you get to that place, you can have dead grandma's pie safe in the new palace wall.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not a limitation. But if you get crisscross with that part, then it becomes an exclusion, and then it becomes a potential less than, and then it becomes a constant validation.
Yeah, I get it.
So if you can, and we're not saying overcome it, because hell, you went through a whole lot of trouble to get there, Margarita. So we're saying go easy with it, and don't make it be about you. Make it be about how you, what you feel comfortable, how you would like to lay it out from your first empire to your second empire. And the reigning most significant difference between first empire and second empire is second empire was covered in marble. Mostly. Mostly. And no spaded feet.
What was the first empire, being an employee?
No, first empire was without marble.
In this analogy.
Mm-hmm. And well, all we're saying is shifting empires is a piece of cake. It's the easiest thing in the world. And yes, Jenny Bell, darling, if you only got one knapsack, you're not going to have any pining about grandma's pie safe. But, darling, if you pack that knapsack and you have issues within that knapsack that you feel less than regarding, it can become more perilous than pining over something nebulous outside that at the end of the real day makes no difference one way or the other. It'll keep the gold dorade armalu shiny on your second empire Bombay chest, darling. Okay, so what this is about, this whole conversation, is about softening and allowing a shift to take place. Not from limitation, but from a desire, happy, get off your damn ass and get on with your kingdom business. Because no one else is, and if they do, they're intruding. If someone else has to come clean up your kingdom, it's not yours. Wow. If someone else has to come and organize and clean up your kingdom, it's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty significant. And it softens it completely, because now all it does is it compartmentalizes or files the little nagging tags of things if left undealt with, would then show up in your second empire. And so we'd say, you might have been better served to stay in the first empire if it's problematic, you say. But it makes no difference, because it's just a shifting position. But you're on the right, both, all of you, is on exactly the right path of considering it when it's a little thing, dealing with it from a little thing aspect. Then you can allow it to flow. And if you don't know the answer, if you don't know the answer to an issue, what do we say do?
Take no action.
Absolutely. Sleep on it. Give it a little space. And if there's a bit of contrast, that contrast will then make it picture clear, easy, of the fastest path to your joy. Because in your place of joy, then the kingdoms, you can bounce back and forth.
What do the seven icons got to do with this?
Nothing.
You're not going to talk about the seven icons? Not important?
Oh, yes, it's critical.
So what's all this preamble?
The kingdoms, the division of the empires.
Does that relate to the seven icons?
Oh, yeah.
For yourself?
It's the plug-in.
The plug-in of the second empire?
And the first empire.
The first, second empire dynamics are in those seven icons.
Oh, that's how you get to those empires.
To figuring out your relationship between the first and second empire for you.
Well, and we like it that way, and especially if it's not about you. You see, if it's not about you, it's not personal, then it's not a big thing. It's a little thing. Do you want an apple or do you want a banana? Well, it really does. At the end of the day, have them fucking both. Cut them up, put some man eggs in there, and make you a salad. Eat them both. But if your worthiness has to do, well, I've already had a banana, and there's other people who haven't had a banana, and I don't know. Let me see. Maybe if I eat the apple, there are more apples than there are bananas. Okay, I'll have an apple because that'll leave more bananas. I don't know, though, but bananas are starting to get kind of ripe. If I don't eat them, they're going to waste, and, boy, that's worse. Boy, this is great. I have a second empire full of bananas that are rotting right before my damn eyes. You know, I shouldn't have created all these bananas because they're just going to spoil. Man, and you get all wrapped up into that portion, and it makes having bananas and apples a pain, a problem. And we go, no. Don't make it about your feeling place regarding it. Make it be about what it is. Fruit.
Ion, it says charge for 7 hours. Does that mean I got another 6 hours, or does it mean I got to charge it? Last week you said Jacob's goes 13 hours. Does mine go 13 hours?
It's up to you. Are you in the first kingdom or the second kingdom, biggin?
What is the first kingdom in this context?
Margarita, tell Bob what the first kingdom is, darling.
As I look at my phone.
The first kingdom is the old, your little kingdom.
That'd be the phone.
The second kingdom.
That would be this phone, and I can determine whether it's a 13-hour, a big kingdom, or a 7-hour little kingdom.
So your phone is beeped, and it says charge for 7 hours. Now, that charge for 7 hours, does that mean that you're supposed to charge it for 7 hours, or that it is indeed 13 hours, and when you do put it in, leave it plugged up for 7 hours? That's a second kingdom conversation. There you go. Now,
are you getting that, Carolyn? What do we do with this charge for 7 hours? Ion says, or JW says, he can go last week for 13 hours with the same phone. Is this telling
longer,
me?
Yeah.
Right. So does this mean, why does it say charge for 7 hours? What's that mean?
When you hang it up, don't take it off the base. Let it charge completely for 7 hours for it to recharge.
But I can keep using it for now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then in another 5 hours, it might say charge for 10 hours.
No. Seven gives a complete charge. Now, do you see how Bob is through crazy talk has cleaned up this first and second kingdom business, Greg? Do you see? He's now blending the kingdoms owns over something that makes no damn difference. And that's good. And that's good because now it's never about his position of...
It's beeping. Why is it going to beep for a while?
Oh.
See, so Ion's wrong.
So, yes. Oh, no. It's the position. So now the position has to do, is it the first kingdom, the old, that says it only lasts so long and you're less than if you don't let it go? Or are you dragging that into your second kingdom, which means you better go change the phone quick because it's about to die?
I can take another view. This is not to be paid attention to, these beeps.
There you go. But now you have. Now you've asked the question because you've acknowledged.
No, I heard it. I heard the beeping.
Yeah,
what set me up to hear it?
No difference. What's the first kingdom, Margarita? As I look at my phone, you might as well set it on fire.
Because you looked at it.
Change up. You've activated it. That's
See, he's getting out of this, wiggling out of us with this nebulous point about how I found out about it. And he's not telling me how I could have ignored this and not noticed it.
Well, Bob, how did you notice it the first place? Ever how you noticed it, don't notice, and it won't be in your either kingdom.
Well, it's going to start beeping, and I can ignore that.
Is
what you're suggesting.
Then it is.
Uh-oh, but it started beeping. I made it beep.
Then it is. Better change up.
So how do I prevent it from beeping after 7 hours?
Run.
See, he's not answering, guys. He can't get us. He can't get us to the next promised land. He can't tell me how to ignore it.
No, but I also can't tell you how you decided to get to Egypt to be in bondage in the first place.
You can't tell somebody how to ignore something, Bob. It's like saying the white elephant. You keep your plan to do something that you only you can do yourself.
Now, well, that's what you were asking about the First and Second Empire.
Right.
All those questions are the same as situation.
That's right.
Greg, why Zion? He can't tell you.
He just did.
He did.
What did you tell you? Well, what did he? Well, don't take that.
Yeah, don't ask the question that's answered. Yeah, don't take that.
Well,
that's right. And that's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
Well,
actually, that's not too bad. If you can, you're going to be changing phones in just a minute. That's right. That's right.
So what do you think of this, Greg? Greg got some kind of answer, but in my phone issue, which is a great metaphor for whatever Greg learned, I can't figure out how to get over the problem that's happened.
Yeah, you just have to have it in your mind. Oh, this is going to last for 14 hours. And then if that's big enough in your mind, you won't notice it beeping.
Mind? I don't want to use my mind.
I didn't notice mine beeping until you pointed it out.
And then you started having it.
Here you go. It gets even more fun than that. It gets more fun than that. It can be something. It can be just like
beep,
this.
Beep, beep. He's blipping everybody out. It knocks people out.
It does.
I mean, temporarily.
Knocking out.
It knocks you out. I missed a couple of words for the third time now in the last 10 minutes.
That's a good day. You hadn't got a word we said tonight, so why would that be different than charged or not?
So I'll give up. I don't agree that JW said it doesn't go 13 hours. So at this point,
it looks like
it goes 7 hours. I've got to change up. And there's no way I can figure out how to get out of that loop I'm in, because the next time it's going to do it because I believe it, and I can't figure out how to get out of that because I already knew it.
But you could take the information. You could take the information. JW said he has the exact same phone, and his phone lasts for 13 or longer hours. And that's enough to cause a shift in yours, because you know you have the same phone that he has. And the only reason that JW bought the same phone that you have identically is so he could tell you where the flash button was.
Those again, knocked out your words. I don't know what you said, knocked out your words again, so I'm going to have to change
your
phone.
So,
you are failing to tell me, what's JW got to do with it? How am I going to get out of this issue and have this thing go 13 hours? You ever going to go 13 hours with your phone, Carol?
If you want to.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's never going to happen. You're never going to test that. Yeah, I want to. So what's this one? This has been sitting there for a long time, or you just put it there?
I'll just put it down.
So, Greg, you see? You see where we got, Greg?
I sure do.
Okay.
And for me...
Bob put himself in a less than.
No. He just, it's not a less than. It doesn't have to be a less than. But what it ends up being, what the short version of it is, you could make that into a less than, but not necessarily. What you could do is just say, well, this is an is that is right now, and either way, whether...
All I know is you don't help, and you're not helping the situation. You're just ranting on about impossibilities or possibilities and not helping.
Should we kill his other phones as well?
That'd be great.
Well, the timing is it's 8:30 over here, so I can't imagine what time it is for you guys.
They don't notice time.
They don't notice time. It's fun. But, okay, so now did that?
Notice time, Carol. They don't notice time. They're having such a good time. They don't notice it.
Oh yes, Lord. So does that make a balance that you can work with? With having a shift from first to second kingdom without it being a personal position?
Oh, hell yeah.
Good.
Bullshit.
So you can, well.
Bullshit, Greg.
Your phone's dying. Let it die, Bob. So if that's.
Oh, no, I changed him. I got a good phone. I'm back for another 7 hours.
Oh.
Greg didn't get nothing out of that. He's just going to go along with the party line. Yeah, we got some. I applied it and Ion didn't help.
What?
Now, should I? That's okay. I'm not going
to
help anyway.
The
Ion said a lot of crap
That's the point. It's not our job to be your
creator. Yeah, not your job. Do anything.
Ion was not relating anything directly to you. Doesn't mean I didn't get some fucking pretty good shit out of it.
What did you get, Greg?
I can't.
Now, don't tell me you're knowing. You got to learn how to talk. Anybody gets anything, they got to explain it. You explain it, Greg.
I heard what I needed to hear in a great fashion, so I can't talk to you in your terms and it's going to give you some benefit out of it. Sorry. Don't have it. But I assure you, this was a conversation between Ion and myself, and I'm Jiggy.
Well, for everybody, because it also answered Margarita's, because in talking to you, it cleaned it up to compartmentalize the same ideology theocracy for Margarita of deciding what feels right in a comfort position so that the new place of power doesn't overload the old feelings that you were hanging on to.
Right.
Yeah. And Brian, it's what keeps that throne polished as you arrive.
And Bob, in some areas, you know, you got way more than I have. And so, you know, Ion's talking to us about stuff that maybe you've dealt with or don't even ever have to deal with. But it doesn't mean Ion's not communicating something valuable. It's just not relevant to you because you're not where we're at and I'm not where you are. That's all that's going on. And unfortunately, Bob, it's not all about you.
Oh, there was fighting words. And the fun of that whole that process is that for Bob, it absolutely can be only about Bob, perfectly fine and wonderful, but that doesn't eliminate any other capacitation. So, as painful and torrential as it is sometimes, you end up, he hits the nail on the head. It's a scary thought because he doesn't know which end of the hammer to pick up, but he just comes out swinging, and more times than not, he'll sink that 20-penny nail deeper and deep as anybody. Inappropriately so. But if for no better reason, sometimes to shake it up.
What are you talking about?
You, damn.
Yeah,
you.
I'm back. Greg, you didn't get fuck all. Now tell me what you got, Greg.
We knew something. He made his wonderful speech, and he says, unfortunately, Bob, some things are just not about you. And I jumped and I said, oh, them's fighting words. And you fell out, and then you came back, and then what did you do? Right back into it. He's like throwing him into it. So, okay, where's Brian?
I'm here.
There's Brian. Now, did you get the portion between the kingdoms and the throne?
Well, you just now brought the throne into it.
Yeah. So where is your throne in proximity to the seven empires?
Now, you're going with seven empires. That's the same as the seven layers of heaven.
Okay, fine. That's no problem.
No, I'm asking, are they the same, or are we talking different?
Well, see, they're layers and they're vast, but they don't have to have that degree of segregation. That's why the empires they'll bleed. The layers of heaven, those empires, they'll bleed. So just like, you know, when you went through the seals or the vials and the different aspects, it wasn't quite the way you can kind of lay them. They kind of peeled up like an onion on each other. And then, of course, when you cut laterally, then you could see the slice. The same thing with the layers of heaven or the empires. And if we can figure out to make sure a swift and easy transition from the first king empire to the second empire can be done painlessly, cleaning up as you go, happy all the way, or if it's not happy, make the center of your unhappiness be about something that really doesn't make a damn in your world, then that contrast becomes minimal.
Okay.
if you make it be about you in the shifting between empire, it can befungle you.
Okay, so
that's the point, is to soften it. And if something is, don't worry, it'll get contrast and